This weekend, Prime Minister Narendra Modi is flying to China, that is from August 31st to September 1st. Now, that may sound like a normal diplomatic visit, but hold on. This is Prime Minister Modi's first trip to China in 7 years, and the timing is also pretty dramatic. Because right now, India's relationship with the United States has gone sour. Just a few days back, Donald Trump's administration imposed 50% tariffs on Indian exports. Imagine that. Our biggest export market, worth over $86 billion, suddenly became a wall of taxes. Sectors like textiles, jewelry, handicrafts, all have been hit directly. And why? Because Washington says India is still buying Russian oil and defense equipment, which, according to them, is helping fund Russia's war in Ukraine. But the truth is, India is being punished by the United States for putting its own interests first. So now trust between India and the United States is going down south. 25 years of India-US relations has squandered in just a few weeks. And Delhi is already looking for new doors to open. First stop, Japan. Before heading to China, Prime Minister Modi landed in Tokyo for the India-Japan annual summit. And the timing could not be better. Japan has promised massive investment, up to $68 billion, that is 10 trillion yen, over the next decade. Companies like Suzuki are pouring billions into EVs and high-tech manufacturings in sectors like artificial intelligence, semiconductors, and environmental technology. So while America closes one door, India is quickly opening another with Japan. From there, Prime Minister Modi will head straight to Tianjin, China, for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit. And here's where it gets really interesting, because he will be standing on the same stage as Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin. For China, this is a perfect optics. Just when India and United States are fighting, Xi Jinping gets to host Modi in his own backyard. After years of tension between the deadly Galwan clash in 2020, India and China are now cautiously trying to soften relations. Direct flights are resuming, border trade points are reopening, and big companies like Reliance and Adani are exploring deals with Chinese partners. But make no mistake, mistrust runs deep. India still has a huge trade deficit with China, nearly $100 billion. And China's close friendship with Pakistan is still a big thorn for India. And even Pakistan Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif will also be there at the SCO summit. But for Prime Minister Modi, he is irrelevant. His focus is clearly on serious partners like Xi Jinping and Putin. Serious partners don't play cheap theatrics like Trump, who once tried to pull cheap stunts by inviting Pakistan Chief of Army Staff into the White House and expected Modi would also join. Leaders like Xi Jinping and Putin know Modi's stature. But then it is also true that the United States tariff crisis has given Prime Minister Modi a reason to at least try to find some middle ground with Xi Jinping. Whether you call it a reason or desperation, I'll leave it up to you. But remember this, America will never let China breathe easy. Trump recently said the United States has incredible cards to destroy China. So to think that India is helplessly running into China's arms isn't the full picture. In fact, it is the US pressure that has pushed India and China to at least start thinking of some common ground. Russia meanwhile is smiling. Putin will use this moment to show that India still values its old friend. Energy, defense, balancing the West, all reasons why Delhi and Moscow can't walk away from each other. So what's the picture here? Prime Minister Modi standing with Xi Jinping and Putin in China right after Trump imposed 50% tariffs on India. It's not just diplomacy, it's a message. A message that India will not bow to pressure and will diversify its partnerships, whether it is Japan, China or Russia. Now the big question is, will this be just optics or can India really turn this crisis into an opportunity? Let's see what happens. I hope you found this video informative. I'll see you in the next one.